3-7.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything you want. It's week number four of our syndicated little gig here, Manwich.
Is that so?
It is.
We need to, like, pop a bottle of champagne or something.
Well, I don't drink, so
yeah.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to party poop on that one.
And I don't like champagne
don't like
anyway.
Champagne.
Nah.
Gotcha.
Tastes like wine, and I don't like that stuff either.
Well, anyway, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're going to be here until 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Of course, we also have a third hour, which is the 9 to 10 o'clock hour Eastern Time. That's our Time Warp Hour. We're available six nights a week from Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 Eastern. And also, we have a Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So be sure you join us for one or all, preferably, of those shows. And if your local affiliate doesn't carry every single one of those hours, give them a call. Thank them for carrying what they do carry, and then ask them to carry all of Free Talk Live. We'd really appreciate that.
Yes, we would.
And the reason why you want to ask him to do that is because we're something different, aren't we, Manwich?
It's a different kind of show. It's not your average Republican talk show. There's so many of them out there that just love what Rush has to say, and they're going to get out and they're going to say the same thing. You know, George Bush is Jesus Christ incarnate, and he can't do anything wrong, and the Democrats are all bad, 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 bad. It all just sounds like the same thing.
Right.
This show, not like that.
Not at all. As a matter of fact, we want to hear from you. Unlike those other talk shows out there that do everything they can to screen your phone calls out, we'll take any topic. We're not afraid of any issue, whether it be a personal issue, something going on at home, maybe with the family.
We like those.
So we love that kind of stuff. Also, and we're much nicer than the, you know, that Dr. Laura lady.
Yeah, she's just going to make you feel bad like you're an idiot.
Exactly. So we like personal stuff, but we also love the political stuff as well. We're kind of political junkies to some extent. So, again, call in about
and
whatever
news,
you want.
You know, yeah,
news
things
items,
that are going on.
Yeah, call in about anything. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. In the event that you don't call in and take over the show, we have to bring up some stuff. So, coming up here, Walmart. We talked about them last week. And by the way, our board operator, George, is just reminding me that there are pictures of Dr. Laura nude available on the internet. Have you seen those?
No.
I have.
Really?
Yeah.
How are they?
She was about probably 21, 22 at the time when they were taken, so was tolerable, but she was still a horrifically ugly woman at the time. 800-259-9231. You can also email the show.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get on your high horse when there's naked pictures of you floating around the internet.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Especially,
fortunately, that hasn't happened to me yet.
We could change that if you wanted to.
I don't think you have any.
We'll find out. Coming soon to freetalklive.com. Actually, on the website, freetalklive.com, you can get the Shrine of Female Listeners, which is much more entertaining to look at than any pictures of myself or Manwich. And I think we have a new Shriner up there, as a matter of fact, Alice 2 from the Bulletin Board System. She's one of our most frequent forum posters, and she's now our newest Shrine of Female Listeners member. And you can log on to the BBS, the Bulletin Board System, and get interactive with over 205 of our other listeners.
205. We've broken the 200 mark.
We have broken the 200 barrier. So, again, we appreciate everybody who spends their time there because it's a really cool place to go check out online. It's a great way to kill some time. FreeTalkLive.com. Also, don't forget you get the last 6 days' worth of archives all there for you for free at FreeTalkLive.com. So we talked about Walmart.
Well, you know, on FreeTalkLive.com, a lot of people sit in the chat room during the show.
They do.
And they discuss the topics.
That's
so
right.
So they have an opportunity to just kind of bounce the issues back and forth.
There are people
themselves
in the chat room right now.
Without getting, you know, on the air and getting berated or, you know, having to worry about people listening to them on the radio, that kind of thing. They just like to get in there and talk about it.
The chat room does seem to pick up a little bit towards the second hour of the program, but it's still open for you right now at freetalklive.com. So, Walmart. We talked about them last week. We had a post on our BBS, which was bemoaning the allegation that Walmart's going to just take over the retail sector, and they're going to put all the mom and pops out of business. And, of course, It's been said that that's going to happen for years, and years have passed, and there's still plenty of mom and pop specialty stores out there.
You mean, in fact, the sky is not falling?
No, and as a matter of fact, Walmart is, while it is the largest company in the United States, isn't it the biggest employer in the United States? I believe it is. I think if you just randomly pick people off the street, there's something like a 1% chance that they'll be a Walmart employee.
Wow. I've never met anybody that like works at a Walmart unless I've been at the Walmart. So I don't, that hasn't worked for me.
I know people who work at the Walmart, but only because I used to work at Kmart, and Walmart opened up down the street and put Kmart out of business, and so some of the Kmart employees have migrated now to Walmart. So whenever I go
in,
whenever I go in there, I spot them and I say hello. So yeah, I do know people at Walmart.
Cool.
And one of our old one of our listeners used to work at. I think he actually still does. He used to hang out in the chat room. He's a Walmart. He's a cart man. He goes out to the shopping to the parking lot and collects all the carts. That's his one-time job.
Seems like good exercise.
It's definitely exercise. Yeah, but it really sucks because we're here in the Tampa Bay area of Florida, and unless it's wintertime, you don't want to be doing cart. You don't want to be cart man.
Somebody has to do it.
Well, somebody has to do it, but you don't want to. I mean, it's brutal. I mean, the Florida sun, 90 degrees.
It depends on
getting carts.
It depends on your attitude, my friend.
No, it definitely does. I've been there and done that. Anyway, you can email the show, FTL at freetalklive.com. Well, I mentioned when we were talking about Walmart and their business practices that I don't agree with all of them. I was defending them last week.
Yes.
But one of the practices that I really don't agree with that Walmart does is they censor their music. And they want to make sure that every CD that you buy at Walmart is of a certain level of standards, I guess, for the family and that sort of thing. And so they will not allow uncensored CDs on their property, basically.
I don't really have a problem with that. I mean, it's a stated business practice. And
and that's why I don't buy CDs from Walmart.
Yeah.
So I do have a problem with it, and you don't. So it's your choice to go there and shop.
Well, no, I don't buy CDs, period. We have a ASCAP BMI license because we broadcast on the radio, so if I want to go get download stuff from the Internet, I can.
Well, let's move on here. Mm-hmm. Here's what's happening with Walmart this week. Walmart Incorporated, which promotes itself as a seller of clean music, deceived customers by stocking compact discs by the rock group Evanescence that contained the F-word, a lawsuit claims. The hit group's latest CD, Anywhere But Home, does not carry parental advisory labels alerting potential buyers to the obscenity. If they did, Walmart wouldn't carry them, according to the retailer's policy. But the lawsuit claims Walmart knew about the explicit lyrics in the song Thoughtless because it censored the word in a free sample available on its website and in its stores. The complaint filed Thursday in Washington County Circuit Court seeks an order requiring Walmart to either censor or remove the music from its Maryland stores, and it also seeks damages of up to $74,500 for each of the thousands of people who bought the music at Walmart's in Maryland. Did you catch that, Manwich?
Yeah, I got it.
They want $74,000 for an iteration of the F word. Mommy and Daddy went out and bought some little kid the new Evanescence CD,
which is probably an unintelligible F word, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, it probably isn't just a big F word.
Right.
It's probably
mixed in with the rest of the lyrics in the music.
It's difficult to understand. I've noticed that's often the case.
I've listened to this particular band before, and they happen to be a very good rock band. And I don't think that they're the kind of band that would necessarily highlight the F word just for the sake of highlighting the F word.
Right.
You know what I mean? But get this. Here's what happened. The man who has filed this lawsuit, this hero of the family, Trevin Skeens of Brownsville, he says, "I don't want any other families to get this, expecting it to be clean. It needs to be removed from the shelves to prevent other children from hearing it." Well, Skeen said he and his wife, Melanie, let their daughter buy the music for her 13th birthday and were shocked when they played it in their car while driving home. So I want to hear from you if you have a comment here. Walmart being sued, $74,500. Is that a little bit too much for one utterance of the word F, of the F word? Has your child been damaged to the tune of $75,000 by hearing that word by a rock band? That's what I want to know. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. I want to hear from you also, Manwich, as well as our callers. What do you think? Is it worth 75 grand? That seems a little nutty to me. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. Anything goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. ahealthylifechoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead, try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. Call 888-881-NOBIO.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. You can literally take control of the airwaves. Call in and bring up anything you want, whether it be political or personal. We are here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And again, 1-800-259-9231. The email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. Enjoy our Shrine of Female Listeners, the last 6 days worth of the show archived, the chat room, the bulletin board system, and much, much more, all for free at freetalklive.com. So we're talking about Walmart. And their policy at Walmart is to have clean audio CDs. If your new favorite band is putting out a new CD and you go to Walmart to buy it, the odds are you're not going to be hearing the uncensored versions of the music, if indeed it needs to be censored. And many, many people around the country who are family-type people, and they have kids, and they want to shield their children from such horrors as bad language, like to shop at Walmart for this reason. But now it looks like it's a policy that's coming back at them in a way they never expected. Wouldn't you say, Manwich?
It looks that way.
They sure as hell didn't expect this one, I don't think.
In this Evanescence album, there was one utterance of the F word, and a gentleman from Brownsville, Texas, decided to sue for, was it $75,000?
Yeah, $74,500. He went ahead and held back on that last $500.
this is for, now this is...
For each person. Apparently it's a class action suit.
Class action, yeah.
So for everybody who's bought that Evanescence CD and was offended,
they get
$74,000. Well, of course, if the lawsuit is successful,
but the lawyer gets somewhere between a third and a half of each one of those $75,000.
Right.
So, but of course, that's our system as the way it exists currently. It's not like nobody knows that.
And you know what? A problem. It's interesting that you bring up the system because the system's part of the problem today in this litigious
society. Point, but I'd like to say, Walmart made a promise to their customers.
True.
They said, we're not going to sell CDs with bad language in it. And they made a mistake. They sold a faulty product. There's almost always a court settlement out there for somebody who sells a faulty product. If they didn't want to take those chances, they didn't have to come up with the family-friendly sales point. And there's always the little sticker on the outside of the album is good enough, or I should say DVD or CD,
right,
is always good enough. It's good enough for every other retailer, but Walmart sells something different. They've given out a faulty product.
But I don't think that they should be punished to the tune of $74,500.
We have an adversarial legal system, and so they have to ask higher in order to get lower.
I understand. I think a problem, though, with our legal system is we have a... Oh, gosh. I think it's called a winner pays system. Is that right? No. I forget the name of it. But basically, I'll describe the situation we have here. I can just sue you for any old thing, Manwich.
Yeah.
Any old thing at all. I can just claim that you offended me by the shirt that you're wearing, and I can bring a lawsuit against you.
It is striped.
And I'll haul your ass into court over it, and you'll have to probably get a lawyer, which is going to cost you money. And you didn't think that you were going to offend me by wearing that shirt. You didn't think you'd have to have a lawyer. You probably didn't budget to have a lawyer this month. And so I can literally throw, and I'm being facetious, obviously, but this does happen to millions of people around the country who face frivolous and litigious lawsuits on a frequent basis.
Yes.
Just because they're in a position of maybe some power or somebody knows they have some money and they want to get their hands on it. It doesn't really cost anything to file a lawsuit. All you have to do is find a lawyer who can smell some money, and you'll have your lawsuit, and you'll throw that person's life into shambles. You will, unless the person's very, very wealthy and can't afford lawyers, you'll ruin their lives. You'll ruin their business. You'll ruin maybe their relationship with their family over this lawsuit, which might be just total bunk. It might get thrown out eventually. But nonetheless, there was time, money, effort expended in order for you to defend yourself and your shirt.
Right.
And even if the lawsuit is thrown out, I lose nothing. I sued you, and I failed at the lawsuit, but I don't lose anything for it. The way it should be in this country is the loser should have to pay. And what I mean by that is if I am filing a lawsuit and I lose, I should have to pay your lawyer's fees and all the costs that you incurred while you were defending yourself over this frivolous lawsuit. But we don't have a system like that today. And from what I've read, there are many, many countries around the world where that system is in place.
It is.
And frivolous lawsuits just aren't found there.
And all this tort reform nonsense is really the problem. It's putting a finger in the dike. What you've mentioned is what I've said for years, and that you and I have never discussed this in the past, is in fact if a loser paid system existed, then we wouldn't have the problems we have. But currently,
businesses wouldn't
are
be so
rewarded for taking pot shots at large businesses.
And businesses, and small businesses. It hurts the smaller ones worse.
It does hurt the smaller ones worse. But a large business, for instance, like Walmart, is going to say, in this particular instance, you know what, it's not worth the $3 million to take this, you know, I'm guessing really low. But, you know, they'll say they settle for $3 million, which is, in fact, a grand per person in the lawsuit that, however many people bought the thing. you know, so they give the lawyers each get a $500 from this grand, and each person gets $500, and, you know, so the lawyers get $1.5 million. Everybody's happy, right? So it's easier for Walmart. They don't have to pay out all the money to have their lawyers fight
it's it. It's so sad. Yeah. It's so wrong.
But in
because
fact,
everyone,
what should happen is every one of those people in the class action suit should be putting up 70, you know, I mean, they should be putting up the amount of money that it would take to fight. The way the lawyers aren't going to just take this to court for nothing.
What we, the some of the results of this that we see in society and have experienced are just this careful attitude by everybody. I mean, all the corporations, large or small, just tiptoe around everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sexual harassment, of course, is a perfect example where you could go get a job at a corporation like we used to work with Clear Channel. I heard that they recently brought in the sensitivity training people and
the sensitivity Nazis,
anti-sexual harassment people to give seminars because these companies are literally scared crapless,
yeah,
that they're going to get their pants sued off by somebody, and for good reason. This guy bought a CD for his 13-year-old daughter. They put it in the car, played the CD, heard the F word, and they filed a lawsuit? What are you people thinking?
Well,
you
they,
greedy
they
scumbags.
They saw it was an opportunity. They saw
yeah,
an opportunity.
You greedy, money-mooching scum. If you were an honorable individual, you would have simply said, oh my goodness, we've got the wrong CD. Honey, turn around. Let's go back to the store. Go talk to the manager. Sir, did you know that you were selling this CD without an explicit lyric label on it? Oh, I'm so sorry. I had no idea. No idea, sir. I did not realize. Let me give you a refund, and I'll give you a coupon. You can go get any CD from our CD section. It could have been resolved so simply and
absolutely,
so easily.
But it's an opportunity to cash in. Now, I would like to, let's while we have the opportunity, I would like to show the other side of the equation. Let's say, for instance, that you're a woman and you've been sexually harassed at the office. And I mean really sexually harassed. Not any of this nonsense sexual harassment, but, you know, a good, legitimate...
Real sexual harassment is where someone who is above you in power demands sexual favors from you in order to get some sort of reward, like a promotion or threatening to fire someone if they don't provide those favors. And we'll talk more about sexual harassment coming up in a moment. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. What do you think about the litigious society that we're in today, and how would you change things to put a stop to this? Because it's insanity. This is your show. Take control. You can even change the topic. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. This week, we're looking at four-wheeled fortunes. Otherwise known as cars so expensive, even J-Lo blushes at the price tag. Find out what fits in Jenny from the Blocks garage for $150K when I come back.
Why should you choose Royal Purple Fully Synthetic Motor Oil? Performance. Royal Purple delivers that seat-of-the-pants feeling of performance, plus better gas mileage and fewer oil changes. Want proof? Go to RoyalPurple.com to verify independent test results. It's no wonder among America's top engine builders, 7 out of 8 choose Royal Purple. Make Royal Purple your choice at Pep Boys, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com. Today!
Her cool love may not cost a thing, but the tab for J-Lo's Bentley, more than 150 G's, is hotter than Mark Anthony's salsa. This four-seat coupe comes with a powerful 6-liter twin-turbocharged 12-cylinder engine and a top speed of nearly 200 miles per hour. And with power-adjustable leather seats, J-Lo's assets can be heated on cool evenings or set on massage to relieve diva stress. But don't let the word coupe fool you. This sporty luxury car has enough room for 4 adults, a teacup poodle, plenty of shopping bags, and maybe even a baby car seat. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're looking for another rock and roll record to make you feel like a victim. You're like a victim. You love to be a victim. You love the United States Primetime Victim Show.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free. Anything goes, whether it be political or personal. Get interactive with the show. You can do it on the air or off. Log on at freetalklive.com and get on our bulletin board system. We got over 205 of our listeners there posting messages. Well, not all of them post, but there's quite some conversations that are very interesting going on there. Sometimes they parallel the topics we have on the show, and sometimes they're just totally out in left field. So check it out online at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
So we're talking about the litigious society that we're in here. We're talking about the loser pays court system that we'd like to have in this country. And you were getting into sexual harassment right before we went to break.
Yeah, I wanted to make it clear that this loser pays court system does have some inherent disadvantages. I think that there's a lot of advantages to it, and that we could find some middle of the road compromise for our current legal system versus the loser pays system. For instance, let's use sexual harassment. It's a nice way to have a lawsuit these days. Say you work for a company, you've been sexually harassed by your boss's boss, and you don't really have any proof of it, but you know, things are, you know, you were abused poorly, and, you know, you don't know what to do about it. Now, if it's not an ongoing thing, it's difficult to get the situation recorded either in film or on, you know, audio tape or something like that. It's difficult to have a lot of real good proof. Sure. So you're sort of stuck. What do you do? Now, if I take this to court, I could lose not just thousands, but hundreds of thousands. I mean, a big company, you work for a big company, and then it's just you. A big company can run up huge lawyer bills defending itself, whereas, you know, you wouldn't have those kind of bills.
Okay.
And so you have this kind of scary situation where I don't have that great of proof.
You're kind of coming at this, you're saying loser pays isn't perfect, and I'm sure it's not. But it certainly is a better system than what we currently have. Although Skyler's in our chat room right now at freetalklive.com, and he's kind of coming at this as well, saying that only the rich people would have justice in a loser-pays system. And I think that while you're both right to an extent, there's something that you're leaving out, and that is in a loser-pays system, since you're kind of taking the risk bringing a lawsuit, you really do have to have a case. I mean, you really do have to have that evidence. You do have to have something solid. If I'm a lawyer and you come to me and you say, I'm being abused by my boss, sexually harassed by my boss, and I can just tell you about it, I don't have any sort of evidence whatsoever to prove that, I'm going to tell you to go take a hike. I don't want your case because it doesn't sound like a winner. Now, if you come in with an audio tape with your boss sexually harassing you on it, and I, as a lawyer, have had some of these cases before, and I can say, you know what, that's pretty damning evidence. I think we've got a damn good case here. I'll take your case pro bono, and we're going to go, and we're going to win this lawsuit, in which case, as long as you have that lawyer behind you, you're
fine. What happens in that particular situation? I mean, you're just, you know, 99.9% of the time, it's probably going to come out the way it's supposed to. But there's going to be those situations where little Ian got sexually harassed and had some great evidence and felt like he had a case, and then whammo! You know, he loses for whatever reason. The jury's wacky, and now you're in the hole $300,000 because you tried to sue big company.
Well, maybe you should have. You know what? in that case, maybe you should have just left the job. As far as I'm concerned. 1-800-259-9231.
There are other times besides sexual harassment. I just use that in that particular instance. I'm just saying that people can really lose in this circumstance. And justice
Well, maybe
can
you can
be
buy
parted.
Insurance. Maybe there'd be insurance, like loser insurance or something like that, where you could take your case to an insurance company and say, what do you think? Think we got a case? Yeah, we think you got a case. We'll insure you. So you can buy some case insurance or something like that. There's nothing like that in the system, but who's to say something to that effect wouldn't come up if we did have a loser pay system?
An interesting idea, and you thought very quickly on your toes. I've never considered that.
And imagine what other wonders the free market could come up with if indeed we did have that system. 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. So let me wrap up this Walmart story here. I think Walmart does have a few comments. We're talking about Walmart's ban on dirty music, on music with obscenity. Well, it's come back to bite them in the butt, so to speak. They sold an Evanescence CD, or several Evanescence CDs, which were not marked as the parental advisory explicit lyrics label was not on it. So this one family purchased it. They had their 13-year-old daughter's her birthday. They were driving home, listened to the song. Turned out it had the F word contained in it. And they, instead of turning around and returning the CD to Walmart, they turned around and filed a lawsuit looking for $74,500 for each person who had bought that CD and was offended. Walmart of Bentonville, Arkansas, has no immediate plans to pull the CDs from its shelves.
Really?
According to spokesman Guy Whitcomb, he said the company will investigate the allegations. Now, this is about a week-old article at this point, I think, so who knows what's happened in the meantime. While Walmart has set high standards, it would not be possible to eliminate every image, word, or topic that an individual might find objectionable, Whitcomb told the newspaper. He also told the paper that the song sample online was censored by Walmart.com, which is a separate division of Walmart. And then he did not return phone calls on Friday. The lawsuit also names defendants Wind Up Records, the company that actually did the production on the music, distributor BMG Entertainment, which is a Sony thing. So everybody's being sued on this one. And it's just a matter of lazy parents who don't want to do their job. Okay, guess what? You can't rely on companies to always provide you with a 100% clean product. Despite what they say, things are going to slip through the cracks. It's still your job as a parent to filter through your... If this is something you indeed care about, and a lot of parents apparently do, it's your job to listen to the CD first to make sure that, you know, even though the parental advisory explicit lyrics thing might be on the front label, or rather is not there, it doesn't mean that the content's going to be for kids. You could still have non-explicit lyrics that talk about very adult topics, couldn't you?
Absolutely.
Right? So maybe you don't want your kids to hear even non-explicit lyrics. You need to be filtering through your kids' stuff. That's your responsibility.
Well, that's
and what I
the
really
parents
hope
are doing in this.
I really
case.
Hope this lawsuit gets just thrown right out by the judge, because this is a big joke. And it's an embarrassment to it's an embarrassment in my opinion. And I like Walmart. I don't like their policy. I feel sorry that they have to deal with this crap.
Well, I don't want to pound it into the dirt or anything, but they made a promise to their customers. I feel like,
is it in writing anywhere? I don't think
sure.
So.
And advertised and all that stuff. Yeah, absolutely. It's not like there's a form that they give out.
I don't think it says we have a 100% guarantee that you're not going to encounter anything objectionable.
Well, there's also things like implicit guarantees. I can't tell you. I mean, you know,
we
sure.
do. How about we do our best to clean up the music for you? You know, I think it's just a matter of parents just dropping the ball and then not being
able
to.
I don't think it's even a matter of parents dropping the ball. I think it's a matter of people thinking they can cash in.
That is definitely what it is. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. You bring up anything. Where are we going next?
Oh, I got a couple of things for you. I thought that it was the big news story for the day was that Scott Peterson got the death penalty.
I guess that is big news for most people, because a lot of people apparently are following this story. I personally am pretty clueless. So I only know really what you've told me, Manwich, and that is this guy allegedly killed his wife.
I've got a whole back story here. It's not too long, but
okay.
it kind of goes through it.
Cheers. You're going to have about 10 seconds to get that backstory.
Never going
to
be able to do that.
So Scott Peterson found guilty, sentenced to death in the state where that hardly ever happens, right? California.
And I have a little bit on that in that story coming up next.
That
too.
I'm interested in. What was it that made Californians step over the line, so to speak, here? 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 2 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. We're inside hour number one right now, but we have two more hours coming up, although the third hour is a Time Warp edition, so, but be patient, because coming up by the end of this month, I predict, we will have all 3 hours live from 7 to 10, Monday through Friday nights, and of course, don't forget about our Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. On Saturday nights. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. So we've been talking about Walmart and their policy against well, dirty music, I guess you could say. Music with bad lyrics. They clean them up and they put the clean versions out on the shelves. Turns out Evanescence managed to slip one through the cracks and their album was released with an F word inside it. So we're still looking for comments on that, but I think we're going to move on to the Scott Peterson case, which he was just today found guilty of the death, guilty of the crime, and mm-hmm. being punished with the death penalty.
Yes. I don't believe they have the gas chamber any longer.
Is this two murders he was charged with because his wife was pregnant?
No.
No, just one.
Just that adds to the whole story.
That's why he's getting attention, is because his wife was pregnant. Because there's plenty of murders in the United States, and why they focus on just one or two.
She was pretty, and he's a good-looking guy, and she was pregnant, and, you know, has all the...
Yeah, nobody cares if ugly people get killed, right?
Well, no, is the short answer
okay.
for that. Cheers went up outside the courtroom as the jury announced that Scott Peterson should be executed for murdering his pregnant wife, Lacey. The jury had two options in deciding the 32-year-old former fertilizer salesman's fate. Life in prison, without parole, or death by injection. Judge Alfred A. DeLucci will formally sentence Peterson on February the 25th. The judge will have the option of reducing the sentence to life, but such a move is highly unlikely. Generally, it's not done. Peterson clenched his jaw when the verdict was read, but showed no other emotion. In arguing for death, prosecutors called Peterson the worst kind of monster and said that he was undeserving of sympathy. The defense begged jurors to go back in there and please spare his life. The decision came almost 2 years to the date after the disappearance of Lacey Peterson. I don't know why writers intend to do things like that. 2 years to the date.
Almost.
So,
2 years.
A 27-year-old substitute teacher who married her college sweetheart and was soon to be the proud mother of a baby boy named Connor. The story set off a tabloid frenzy as suspicion began to swirl around Scott Peterson, who claimed to have been fishing.
Here's what I want to know. What was his motive? Alleged motive.
It's sort of mentioned in the article.
Okay.
It's ugly. He was dating around on his wife.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so he did.
And that makes you want to kill your wife?
It could.
Maybe. I guess if she's a real controlling bitch or something like that.
Well, I certainly don't know. As the mother says here, divorce is a better answer.
Absolutely. something I just don't get. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Let's see. The defense, Scott Peterson, who claimed to have been fishing by himself on Christmas Eve and was carrying on an affair with a massage therapist at the time. The remains of Lacey and her fetus washed ashore about 4 months later. Just a few miles from where Peterson claimed to have gone fishing in San Francisco Bay. The case went to trial in June, and Peterson was convicted on November the 12th of 2 counts of murder. Peterson will now be sent to a death row at San Quentin's prison outside San Francisco.
So it took him a month to decide on the sentence?
Yeah. You know, they don't really hurry in these things.
I guess not.
Yeah. The infamous lockup where prisoners gaze out small cell windows overlooking the same bay where Lacey's Peterson body was discarded.
Didn't you say that it was kind of odd that 4 months later the body turned up? And didn't you say that it was somewhat surprising how not decomposed it was? Wasn't that you that said that?
They've talked about the decomposition of the body. Apparently, you know, not having followed the case so closely, there's an interesting point later on in this article.
Great.
On that. Peterson. What's that? Peterson might still be executed. Might not still not be executed for decades, if ever. This is because California's death row has grown to house more than 640 condemned men and women since the state brought back the capital punishment in 1978. Since then, only 10 executions have been carried out. So what's that, 26, 24 years? Something like 26 years. It's been around, and they've only executed 10 people.
Certainly a much lower rate than some other states.
It can take, yes it is. It can take years for even the first phase of the appeals process to begin.
Right.
So California's last execution was on January the 29th, 2002, when Stephen Wayne Anderson, described by supporters as the poet laureate of the death row, was put to death by lethal injection for the Memorial Day 1980 murder of an 81-year-old Elizabeth Lehman during a break-in at her home. As many as 3 murderers faced possible execution in 2005, said Department of Corrections spokeswoman. The prosecution put on a short but emotional case in the penalty phase of the trial, calling for just 4 witnesses. "Every morning when I get up, I cry," Lacey's mother, Sharon Rocha, said during the penalty phase. It takes me a long time just to be able to get out of the house.
So wait, is she going to just stop crying because the guy gets killed?
I think not.
I don't think so either.
She does have pain. I don't want to minimize it, but also at the same time, I understand the point that you're making, that nothing will ever make her feel better. You know, it's just not going to make her feel better.
No amount of money.
It's vengeance.
No amount of
that we're
solace,
talking about here, not justice.
No amount of vengeance. None of it will fill that void for her. And if she thinks it will, she's going to be sorely mistaken.
Yeah. Here, interestingly, she's rambling a little oddly. I want to know my grandson, who, of course, is this fetus that's dead. I want Lacey to be a mother. I want to hear her called Mom. Rocha would later rise up halfway out of her seat and scream at Scott Peterson, who is seated impassively at the defense table, "Divorce was always an option, not murder." Defense attorneys argued during the trial's guilt phase that Peterson was framed and that the real killers dumped Lacey's body in the water after learning of Peterson's widely publicized alibi.
You know what? It sounds like a good explanation to me.
What happened?
You said most of the evidence was circumstantial, so I think it's a real tragedy. 1-800-259-9231. We want to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
Every every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And man, what's
anything goes from the political to the personal, whatever it is that's on your mind. We want to hear from you. You can also email us. Maybe you're just not comfortable getting on the phones on a worldwide broadcast like this. That's okay. Send an email to ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And you can log in at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us on our in our chat room. There's people in there right now. You can check that out, freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners. Ladies, if you listen to the show, you can become a part of the Shrine of Female Listeners. All you have to do is send your picture, and it's not a beauty contest. Send your picture to ftl@freetalklive.com. We'll add you up there to the Shrine. The last 6 days worth of show archived, although I was just called out in the chat room during the break.
Really?
I had a busy weekend, and I wasn't able to put the Saturday archive up yet. So I'm going to do it post-Swift as soon as the show's done tonight.
You know, that's really inexcusable.
Before midnight tonight, Eastern Time, the Saturday night archive will be up, as well as tonight's archive as well. But there were some changes being made in the studio here. Basically, I had to pull all the equipment out and re-hook everything
Nobody
up.
Wants to hear your sniveling excuses.
I'm explaining.
Nothing.
I had to explain.
Hear any of it.
Well, anyway, apparently Scott Peterson's excuses didn't help him out very much.
They certainly didn't.
He's now been sentenced to the death penalty. And in California, what is that? Isn't it the...
Lethal injection.
Lethal injection.
It's lethal injection. You know,
I guess my problem with the death penalty isn't really that guys like Scott Peterson, who's most likely guilty, you know, from what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's people that think he's innocent. Those people's points are valid and all that. But people that are, you know, he's most likely guilty.
Okay.
It's just that guys that are guilty, I don't really have a problem with them getting put to death. You know, like, arduous, torturous death. I don't care if it takes days, months, years for those guys to get put to death. My biggest problem with the death penalty is the 117 guys that have been freed from death row since 1971.
All around the country.
All around the country. 117 people in the United States have been freed from death row since 1971.
Usually because of a DNA sort of a thing.
Not even so.
No?
Actually, there's only 14 cases where people have been freed because of DNA.
Really?
14 out of 117.
So what were most of them freed as a result of?
Different charges dismissed.
The actual killer coming forward, that sort of thing?
New evidence, things like that.
Right.
I doubt that the killer came forward in too many cases. You know, I mean, if it took long enough for them to actually get on death row, chances are the killer's not going to feel bad and come forward later.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're talking about... people always say, when I say, well, I don't believe in the death penalty, and you really get into the conversation, what if your mom was... What if your sister... What if your daughter was killed?
Right, that one comes up a lot, sure.
And, you know, it's an emotional response, and I completely... It's completely valid. The thing that one needs to think about is, what about Ernest Ray Willis's mom? How do you think she would have felt on the day that he was executed in Texas?
And we know he's a killer because you used all three names.
Yeah, right. Well, Ernest Ray Willis, in fact, was sentenced in 1987. 17 years later, the charges were dismissed.
But he died. He was killed?
He was not killed. He was released.
Not.
Thank goodness.
So how does his mom feel?
Later on, how would his mom feel? Well, she's relieved now, but for 17 years, her son was kept on death row for something he didn't do.
That is just the saddest thing. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231.
Ryan Matthews.
Colorado increasing their cigarette tax by 320%. We'll talk about it coming up next and what it means for freedom. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
U.S. Gold.